Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
It is time to ask the CLO, all right? First up is Trip. Trip is in Columbus, out of Columbus. He writes, my wife and I are in our mid-60s, and she's into getting massages and wants to go to the spa a couple of times a month now. I went with her one time, and I don't like people rubbing on me like that. I don't like that. She prefers for men to do her massages, and I don't think that's appropriate. Is there a way to stop her from going?
Nope.
Ain't about it. Stop.
Nope. Nah, dog. It ain't no way. You in your 60s. You don't like nobody rubbing on you. You been stopped rubbing on her. She going to the massage parlor. Now, I'm with you. I don't care for massages either. I've only had one I like.
Woman or man? Male or female?
What?
Ain't no man for the...
That's not.
He's a professional, though.
I don't give a damn what a professional at.
That's what he does.
Oh, Shirley. I don't want a professional boxer punching me in the face. So I don't give a damn if you're a professional.
But you're going to get a massage.
I don't want a professional wrestler throwing my ass over his head bag. I don't care that you're a professional. I don't want a professional police
entirely
stopping me. What the hell profession got to do with it? Ain't no man put an oil on his hand and start rubbing me. What the hell? Man, please. Not Steve Harvey. Now, you call that whatever you want to call it, and you can get to call it. Y'all can get to texting and Twittering.
We get it.
Steve, you whatever you want. I said that. And I mean that. Now, so, that ain't happening.
So there's no way he can stop his wife from going and getting massages from
me? No. And if you do massage me, I want it to be a very, very unattractive woman. That's what I want.
All right, moving on.
I want your name to be Hugger.
Moving on.
Brunhilde. I want something like that.
We have moved on. Lanita in Memphis says, I'm a 27-year-old single mother of twins, and the daddy and I recently broke up because he cheated on me. He told me that he and the girl are in love, and I called her so she could hear the twins crying at the same time. Yes, I did that. I called her. She fell out of love with him and apologized to me. Now he's saying I'm evil. Was I wrong for that?
that's a pretty slick move if you ask me. Yeah. Do you love what you did? I know you love him, but do you know what your love has caused us to do? First of all, he's young. You don't tell a woman you breaking up with that you in love with the other woman. Just let dog go on, go where you going. Don't try to rub salt in the woman's wound and all this here, make her and how she got the other girl number. You call and ask if I'm in love with her. You stupid. Yeah, he got what coming. He got exactly what was coming to him.
Yeah, you're right.
You were perfectly fine. What do you want to call you evil for? Evil is telling you I'm in love with somebody else, and That's evil. Part.
And she's sitting there with a baby in each arm.
Bruh, and it just had twins. And then you gonna tell her now all of a sudden you ain't in love with it. That was evil.
Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Nah, baby, you was all right. Let them hear these kids cry.
All right. Moving on to Shawana in Nashville. Shawana writes, I've got a problem with a coworker that likes to grab on me and hit me when she talks. The more detailed her stories are, the more she likes to touch me. I'm very sarcastic, but she's not good at picking up hints. So should I come right out and tell her or punch her really hard the next time she grabs me?
Yeah, I like option B. That's the one.
Punching her?
Yeah, I like that one right there. That's first is going to be a surprise. But then when you do it, when you see the shock on her face, then you bust out laughing. Yeah. Yeah. I promise you it'll stop then. I prefer option B.
Punching
her. Yeah, the sarcasm hasn't worked. I like option B.
Oh, okay. Tell the story from a distance, which you're going to be doing.
Right, exactly, Junior. Yeah. All right, last one, Steve. Here's the last one. Mackenzie in Tampa says, my father married a woman that moved into the house I grew up in. When my parents got divorced, I went with my mom. And it irritates me to see her two children in my house. My dad is so insensitive. Are my feelings justified? Should I stop visiting?
Well, you can feel what you want to feel. But that's the house you grew up in. That ain't your house. You ain't made one house payment. Your dad didn't bought that house. Now, when your mama left, you went with your mama. I ain't got nothing to do with that. That ain't what this question is about. And you're going to continue to feel some kind of way because that's the house you grew up in. Mm-hmm. But in the words of my daddy, you can either get over it or die mad. Your choice. What you want to do? You want to get over it or you want to die mad? What you want to do? I can't do nothing else. I can call the law. What you want me to do? I'm Raymond on the side of the bed. Coming down there. Call the law. What you want me to do?
Yeah.
That's all I got for you.
So question, Steve. Uh-huh. You and your hypothetical, of course. You get divorced. Uh-huh. Your wife gets the house in the divorce. Uh-huh. She remarries. Her new husband and his family moves into that house.
What house?
The house that she got in the divorce.
I know, but you left out the part. I know you got the house in the divorce. You talking about the one I just bought?
I'm talking about the house that she had, that she won in the divorce. That's the one I'm talking about.
But now, wait, he's moving into what, though?
He's moving into the house that your ex-wife got in the divorce, when you guys got divorced.
Yeah. She got awarded the house. And justifiably can live there. Yeah, well, if I know a man that's finna move in there, and be walking around on all them floors I paid for.
Yes.
Cutting on light switches that I put in there. Sitting up in my office.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In your
chair. No. See, that home no longer exists.
Uh-huh. All right, we have to move on now.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.